This is The Conversation on HPR2. I'm Chris Vandergrift.
I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Residents of a Hololu housing project hope they'll have all the right stuff, including more than just working, plumbing, and safety. The Mayor Wright housing property has been slated for redevelopment. No plans have been finalized yet, and residents say they want to know whether the project is going to be rebuilt or extensively remodeled and have a say in that. And they're getting some help. Faith Action for Community Equity is brokering the deal to include tenant input with the administration's preferences. Drew Astolfi is the director of FACE, and he joins us now. Good to see you again.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
Well, I mean, this really is a different kind of a project than what we would have seen 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think there's been a real shift in how people look at public housing. And in FACE, even, we can sort of see in ourselves. We worked at KVH up in Cohee Valley Homes it's almost 15 years ago. And the redevelopment there just didn't work. I mean, it did well for the buildings that got fixed, but a whole set of them have still not been fixed years later.
But it seems to be that there's a shift in the way we look at the people in public housing, too, and that they are worthy of having a say.
Yeah, absolutely.
In how this is either, you know, rebuilt entirely or extensively remodeled.
I think there's a shift in sort of public policy that looks at resident voices as being more important. And certainly this administration has looked at them as being important. And that's different than I think we had in the past.
Yeah, it's not just something that's being bestowed upon a group of people who are needy and have to have a place to be, but really looking at the fact that you have people who are living there who really know what is going to work or perhaps what's not going to work and have an inside track on how things can be shaped and shifted to make it equitable for all.
I think one of the residents, Malia, there said, you know, everyone's an expert on their own life, and we know better about our units than anyone else could possibly know because we've been living in them for years. And I think so tapping that expertise about how people live there is really important. And I'm really happy that the Housing Authority is looking at that.
Well, Hakim Onsafe has been taking a different tack with this than perhaps we've seen in past, or it just may be the confluence of many different issues and the right timing for it to happen, too.
Well, I definitely think Abercrombie got the right guy. Hakim started his tenure as Housing Authority Director by living in Mayor Wright's for a couple of months, and I think it gives you a completely different perspective when you've actually been there on the ground. And I think his background, which was in development, gives him a different sort of menu of options than people have had in the past. And I'm excited about that. I think it's, you know, I'm really optimistic about what could happen there.
You also have firsthand experience because that's where your office is.
Yeah, that's right. So FACE's office has been in Mayor Wright since 1997. And I think, you know, for us, we've seen sort of there has been a long, slow decline of the property. The only sort of bright spot in that sort of 15 to 20 year decline was when Abercrombie got the hot water again running, which he did really early in his term. I think even before Hakim came in, they were working on that. And I think the thing is, though, that the buildings are just old. They're 50 years old. And I think when they were built, there was sort of a consensus that we'll take public housing, we'll put a lot of low-income people in the same place with no one else around them. And that just hasn't proven to be the best sort of social outcome.
It sounds like a ghetto.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what was inadvertently sort of people drifted towards that.
Plus, there are some, you know, real issues with where it was built. When they erected those buildings 50 years ago, nobody really understood how shallow that water table is and what that would mean for, you know, years down the line.
Yeah, I think, and there was not a whole lot of other buildings right around there when they built it. And I think since that's happened, there's been shifting in the land, and you can see it in the buildings. Some of the buildings have sort of minor construction damage, that, you know, because the ground settled. And in one case, there's a lanai that's separated a little bit from the building itself. Now, it's not unsafe. None of those buildings are unsafe. And the structures probably would last a while longer. And I think there's a real we have sort of two choices forward in the future. One is to take the existing structures and repair them. And the other is to knock it down and rebuild. And I think if we're thinking about the long-term future, knocking it down and rebuilding is not a bad idea. The reason that FACE got into this to organize the residents is because in other places where they've knocked it down, residents have been displaced, moved around, never come back. That's not the intent of these guys at this housing authority, but I think we still want to make sure residents have their handle, you know, on the wheel as this thing moves forward, especially if there's redevelopment, because it's the time that's most critical for residents to have, you know, have a clear and loud voice.
In this case, though, there are places for residents to go while that redevelopment is happening.
Yeah, one of the things that's kind of good about how you know, about doing it as the housing authority is you have a whole another set of properties that people can be moved to temporarily, and the housing authority also has housing vouchers, which could be given to people to allow them to move around if they had to. And I think in some cases people might be happy to do that. You know, for some people they'd rather just, you know, go out on the market, take a voucher, and look for a place to live. Some people, though, are going to want to come back. Mayor Rights is different than some of the public housing in Hawaii because the longevity of residents there is pretty serious. And if you walk around, you'll see gardens outside of people's homes that have been, you know, there for 15 years. They're really lush. They're developed gardens. And I mean, I think more than any place we've organized, people have lived there for, in some cases, since it was built.
Which is why people are so invested in what happens and why they believe their voices need to be heard. And Will, tomorrow at your rally.
Yeah, that's right. So tomorrow, Saturday at 6 p.m., we're doing a sign waving in front of the building. The residents have been working on a tenant needs assessment. They've gone door to door for about a month, interviewing their neighbors, coming up with sort of exactly what's going on in each individual unit, but also talking about sort of the social atmosphere in Mayor Rights and what they'd like to see.
And have them do it themselves is a very different set of circumstances than having somebody else come in and do that needs assessment. We'll be talking to you. Hope all goes well tomorrow.
Thanks for having me.
Drew Astolfi is a faith-based community organizer with Faith Action for Community Equity. His focus continues to be on affordable housing. He organized Kukui Gardens once upon a time, and he's helping to complete the sale of the city-owned buildings. And now he's working with Mayor Wright residents on their preferred plan for the project's redevelopment.